KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies and 12 degrees above zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police report the arrest at around 10:15 p.m. Thursday of a man on an assault charge. 39-year-old Jared Lynn Hofschneider of Red Oak was taken into custody for domestic assault first offense. Hofschneider was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. A fire early Thursday morning in Council Bluffs claimed the life of several family pets, but none of the residents were hurt. According to Alex Ford, Deputy Chief Fire Marshal, Council Bluffs Fire Department's units were dispatched to 1427 2nd Avenue at around 3:30 a.m. Thursday. Upon arrival, crews saw heavy smoke and flames coming from the two-story home. Six people in the residence escaped without injury prior to firefighters' arrival. The family was relocated to a motel, and the blaze remains under investigation. The Iowa Department of Transportation says it will hold a public information meeting on Thursday, March 7th, to discuss the proposed bridge replacement on Pottawatomie County Road G-12 over Interstate 29 in Pott County. The proposed project provides for removing the existing bridge and replacing it with a two-span, pre-tensioned and pre-stressed concrete beam bridge that is 252 feet by 36 feet. Westbound traffic would be detoured during construction using I-29 northbound, U.S. Highway 30, and I-29 southbound. Eastbound traffic would be detoured during construction using I-29 southbound, Rosewood Road, and I-29 northbound. All interested persons are invited to attend the meeting anytime between 4:30 and 5:30 p.m. on March the 7th at the DeSoto Bend Mini Mart located at 15001 DeSoto Avenue in Missouri Valley. The meeting will be in an open forum format, and Iowa DOT staff will be present to informally discuss the proposed improvements, but no formal presentations will be made. The meeting space is accessible for persons with disabilities, and if you require special accommodations, you're asked to call Scott Seward, District 4 Transportation Planner in Atlantic at 712-243-3355 or toll-free at 800-289-4368. Those same numbers may be used for general information regarding the proposed project or the public meeting, for that matter. A U.S. military report finds high levels of groundwater contamination of the Iowa Air National Guard base in Sioux City. The chemicals are linked to firefighting foams and can increase the risk of some cancers and fertility issues. David Swartney leads the Center for Health Effects and the Environmental Contamination at the University of Iowa, and he reviewed that report.
Those levels at the high end of what was found are notable because it will make cleanup more challenging, and it will make it more likely that there are levels that we might need to be concerned about further away from those points and potentially off the base.
It's feared that toxic PFAS chemicals could be migrating off-site. At one hot spot, PFAS in the groundwater tested at more than 100 times the health advisory set by the EPA. Swartney says more questions need to be answered.
As the report concluded, more testing, more work needs to be done to try to characterize the full extent of which chemicals are there, at what levels, and then where they might be encountering vital resources like wells that might be used for private water supplies.
According to the report, the base does not use groundwater for drinking, but the chemicals are likely drifting off-site. An Iowa National Guard spokesman says more testing is needed to determine potential impacts to the community. A final report is due out this April. The National Weather Service said today phase one of a very potent storm system will bring a round of freezing drizzle to central and northern Iowa this evening through Saturday morning. Ice accumulation of up to 1/10 of an inch is expected. A winter weather advisory has been issued for a central section of Iowa, and that'll likely make for difficult travel this evening and Saturday morning. You're asked to be careful if traveling and plan ahead with a look at the forecast as the day progresses. Now, there are several winter storm watches and advisories that will be in effect this weekend. For Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties, a winter weather advisory is in effect from 4 p.m. today through noon on Saturday. And then a winter storm watch will be in effect from noon Saturday through 6 p.m. on Sunday. Guthrie, Audubon, and Dallas counties, winter weather advisory is in effect tonight from 9 o'clock through 9 a.m. Saturday. And then a winter storm watch remains in effect from 6 p.m. Saturday through 6 p.m. on Sunday. For Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, a winter storm watch will be in effect from 6 p.m. Saturday through 6 p.m. Sunday. Blizzard conditions are possible. Total snow accumulations of 2 to 4 inches with greater amounts possible. Winds in the area expected to gust to 45 miles per hour Saturday into Sunday, so you should plan on slippery road conditions, and areas of blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. And then for Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, a winter storm watch remains in effect from noon tomorrow until 6 p.m. on Sunday. In the funeral announcements, Chris M. Anderson, age 68, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Chris Anderson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Jerry Whalert, age 73, of Exira, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Jerry Whalert will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Sally Burmeister, age 78, of Harlan, died February 14th in Omaha. A memorial service for Sally Burmeister will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Merle Turner, age 88, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died February 9th. A celebration of life luncheon for Merle Turner that was set for this Saturday at noon has been postponed until further notice due to the impending weather. Ronald Dupay, age 69, of Creston, died Sunday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Ronald Dupay will be next Monday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Shirley Welker, age 68, of Harlan, died February 16th. A mass of Christian burial for Shirley Welker will be Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harvey Wallace, age 86, of Fontenelle, died February 16th. Funeral services for Harvey Wallace will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Paul Conrad, age 63, who's formerly of Wyota, died January 28th in Las Vegas. Private graveside services for Paul Conrad will be held in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. And George Marnon, age 78, who's formerly of Anita, died Wednesday in Columbia, Missouri. Services for George Marnon are currently pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.